The great rivalry that ignited in the early 60s became hopelessly one-sided as the years wore on. But the fuel for this epic feud was rooted in more than just wins and losses. The two franchises were different, and the friction between them grew decade after decade.
Well, I always felt, even before I came to the Chiefs, the Raiders and their arrogance were something that irritated the Chiefs early on. But I can tell you without question, it irritated Marty Schottenheimer.
That was the team to beat within our division. You put that big red dot on that team from that point forward to go, I don't care what it is, that's the team you're going to beat.
The Raiders were good. They were a good football team, so it meant something when you beat them. And the Chiefs did it regularly.
10 out of 11 times, Schottenheimer has beaten the Los Angeles Raiders.
When Marty Schottenheimer got here, it was unbelievable, the domination. It never happened, ever, that one team so dominated the Raiders.
I always asked him for 10 years, you know, what did the Raiders or Al Davis do that upset you so greatly?
All Marty ever said to me was, I don't like people that think they're above the law.
Jeff Smith taking on tacklers. Robinson got him, and it's going to be close to a first down. Now a fight starts up. We've got Chiefs and Raiders going full tilt. Big fight going on to 23. Big fight. Major slugging.
Marty Schottenheimer has said more than once that he thought Lamar Hunt was the finest man he'd ever met. And he viewed Al Davis as disrespectful. For Marty, it became a crusade.
We'll wear him down. Let's go. Let's wear him out.
He knew it was extremely important to Lamar, that history, that series, and therefore it became extremely important to him. And it showed.
He's got a touchdown! 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 Kansas City! Monday night, Kansas City Magic has struck again!
You know, there's this almost irresistible temptation to think your team is not just better, but there's better people. We have more character. We do things the right way. Well, in that instance, that might have been a little bit true.
This is us. We got our people. Let's light the fuse and kick some ass.
Marty was a master motivator, and in the Raiders, he had a villain. He had somebody to point his team towards and say, look, we take those guys out. We're better people for it. There was really a sense of good and evil, and I think that played a big role in them coming together as a team and a franchise.
Let's build our house. Let's go.
Focus and finish. Boat's loaded, man. Let's roll.
The Raiders had gone about business the wrong way. They had been a cheap shot team. They didn't represent the spirit in which the NFL should be played, and that when his team took the field, it was not just the Chiefs playing the Raiders, but it was the league and what it stands for and the respect that it deserves against these Raiders. I mean, their name says it all, right?
We got 30 more minutes. Let's build our house together. Let's get this thing going. Let's go.
Marty was never shy about his hatred for the silver and black. But come Raider week, it was on full display.
Without question, and any player or coach knew that when Raider week came, Marty had a different demeanor. It was a different week. It was Raider week, and he didn't let anybody forget it.
Everything got turned up a notch for Raider week. There were signs in the elevators. There was signs in the locker room. Raider week, just simply stated Raider week.
Marty would take at least 10 or 15 minutes at every team meeting to talk about the disrespect. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. Whether warranted or not, that was the fuel for the fire.
He talked with the most hate I've ever heard about another team in my life.
You have dominated them to this point. You have dominated them in the kicking game. We got to dominate them one more play.
He made it very, very personal, and we had a very clear understanding what this game was going to be about.
And I always remember the first team meeting. I went, wow.
Season is hanging. Now let's go.
And I just could not believe all the things that he was saying and meant. And it came from his heart.
Draw the damn thing up and shut him in the damn mouth. Let's go, Chiefs.
And I remember coming out of that meeting. And there was Marcus. He goes, Gunn, come here.
One more series.
Have you figured out why the Raiders can't beat the Chiefs. I went, holy mackerel.
He built it to such a crescendo. You just knew they were just so incredibly focused.
Gotta have a tempo, man. Gotta have a tempo.
You never had a second thought as you followed the team that they were going to lose to the Raiders, even though the Raiders had some good teams. And every year he was able to kind of get their emotions riled up and the compass directed in the right way, and they fed off of that. Players loved it.
There they go.
Three Chiefs goes down in a sea of red.
Marty's motivational tactics were the stuff of legend throughout the NFL. And during this most important week, his creativity knew no limits.
Let's get this rocket.
There were a lot of things behind the scenes that were done to get ready for that game.
Marty would always instruct the players, keep your helmets on at all times. Sometimes things come out of the stands.
Were the Chiefs in a greater danger at Raiders games than any other teams they played? Marty thought so, and that helped perpetuate the rivalry. It was another subtle way in which he set that game apart.
Hey, let's go. This is very brief, man. We want to get the hell out of this dungeon. Listen to me.
I remember one year he had a big sombrero and said, okay, I'm putting the sombrero on one player here that's got to have one of the greatest games he's ever played. And he put it on Derek Thomas's head and said, I'm putting the sombrero on you, Derek. Do your thing on Sunday.
From the pocket. He's hit and sacked.
And Derek did.
By Derek Thomas.
He's hit in the end zone. Derek Thomas.
A fumble on the play. Derek Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Thomas. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Derek Thomas flies in to make the hit on Jeff Hostetler.
When the head coach has all week not smiled, has been extremely focused on how and how bad are we going to beat the Raiders this week and accept nothing less, by game day, they're ready to play.
I don't want to see him jumping back and forth, breaking tackles. Let's tackle a guy.
Keep grinding.
Some coaches will back away from
it. Fighting your ass off. Keep grinding on them.
Because they don't want to expend the emotional energy in two games out of 16. But for Marty, it was special.
Marty's philosophy at that time was somehow, some way, late, they're going to do something that's going to cost them the game.
There's going to be a big ball come out of here in a hurry. Alert our second.
Intercepted by James Hastie. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown to win the game! 62-yard intercepted return! Kansas City wins in overtime! 62-yard!
And it sounds so simplistic. It sounds so black and white. It sounds almost moralistic. And yet, it was true. It happened. It happened time and time and time again. They all knew it had to drive Al Davis crazy to be that close and come up short again and again and again. And so all those cliches about this time it's personal and these teams really don't like each other, all those cliches are true.